Jou beste musiek vir vandag se Christen. Radio Tygerberg 104 FM.
Welcome everybody to the testimony. I'm here with a very special lady. Her name is Jenny Pretorius. Jenny has got the most amazing testimony of God's redemption and his everlasting love. Jenny has been through so much turmoil in her life, being abandoned as a young girl, having her husband shot right in front of her, and she can still testify to the goodness of God. So Jenny, tell us a little bit about how you grew up to lead you to the place of being abandoned.
My dad became very ill with cancer and he died, and my mom's whole life fell apart after that. I was 9, and she became involved with another person, a stepdad. He was very violent, and he was, awful to her and to us, obviously. And I think it just broke her inside.
Aww.
And eventually she was able to leave him, but she wasn't able to keep us as a family together anymore.
Tell me about the day that your mom abandoned you. How did that happen?
She dropped me off at my friend for the weekend, and she just didn't come back.
Wow.
And so months later, they went to the welfare and said, we really need to do something about this.
How old were you?
I was 13 by then.
Sure.
So they went and found her and set up a court case for her to come and claim me, but she didn't come.
And how many times did they actually have?
Three times.
So they actually called her to court 3 times,
yes.
And she didn't come and claim you?
No, she didn't. I don't really know what happened there, And so for a very long time, I had no idea where her or my brothers were or what happened to them.
And you were placed in the foster care system?
Well, yes. It was actually my friend's mom who took me in. But she wasn't able to keep me indefinitely because their whole home broke up for various reasons. And then my Sunday school teacher took pity on me and took me in. Lovely families, both of them, and really cared for me. That's why I accepted the Lord as well, What happened was that the welfare interviewed me and said, would I like to go back to my mom? And I said, no, not like the way she is now, because she drank heavily. No, she changed completely from the person I knew, could cook up a storm, And we always had people in our home, lots of lovely times of fellowship with them. So from that to this person that was hardly sober, it was overwhelmingly frightening to have this change of my mom. So I didn't just lose my dad, basically. I lost my mom as well. And it took me a really long time to forgive her. I didn't want to. I felt like she had ruined my life. Today, looking back, I can understand that she was traumatized and she did the best she could. And I've been able to forgive from the heart because as a mom, I understand now what it must have been like for her, We did reconcile eventually and she had stopped drinking and turned back to the person that I knew in a lot of ways, But by then she was quite old and it was a very sad time. And even though she reached out to me, I wasn't able to trust her. I was afraid of her. I was afraid she'd hurt me again. And today I regret that.
So, Jenny, tell me a little bit about when you left school. What was your journey like after leaving school?
They weren't able to let me finish my education. I didn't get my matric. I felt very shortchanged over that. I loved school, but it was the best they could do for me at that stage, But I couldn't get a decent job. I couldn't get educated further. And so there was a lot of areas where I felt very angry at life, and I felt like I wasn't worthy and that everybody else was better than me. I was angry at everybody. I had accepted the Lord, but I never really had any kind of relationship. I enjoyed being a Christian. I didn't, it was just going to church.
So Jenny, tell me a little bit about when you met your husband.
He asked to take me out on the Friday night, and I said, well, you can meet me at the church where we have a youth fellowship. And he actually came. He'd never heard about salvation. He'd never heard about the love of the Lord and that type of thing. And it was such a shock to him, you know, to find all of this out. There was lots more girls than boys at the church. And so all this attention he was getting, you know. But eventually he accepted the Lord and he went to his pastor at that stage and said, you know, he feels he'd like to change and become a Baptist, which he did. And we served the Lord together. We got married. Well, we were married for 28 years, you know.
So, Jenny, tell us a little bit about the night that you and your husband were hijacked.
We'd come home after being with my daughter and son-in-law. It had been his birthday. And we'd come home and it was about 10 o'clock. And we pulled into the driveway and I bent down to fetch my bag and he got out to open the gate. We'd actually just put the gate up. We hadn't really bothered with too much security before then. And so it wasn't on a remote yet. It was still, you know, manually done. And as I bent down, I felt somebody jump in the car next to me. And it was one of the hijackers. And I looked up and there was another man with a gun to my husband's head at the gate. And this man said to me, "Give me your bag," which I did. And he said, "Now get out." And I opened the door. But before I could get out, this other man had marched my husband around and pushed him down next to me. So he was sitting with his back sort of near my leg, you know. So I actually couldn't get out. And then this man just proceeded to empty the gun to him at point blank, like this type of range. And even after there were no more bullets in the gun, he was still clicking. And this man shouted at him, and then he stopped and he pulled my husband away, threw him down on the ground and pulled me out, and they rode off. Even though he had all those wounds, the bullet was a type of bullet that ricocheted all through his body.
Wow.
So every vital organ, except in his heart, was almost shredded the way it went through his body. So he had to have many operations. The first week was wonderful. He actually seemed to be, you know, recovering. And then his kidneys collapsed and then his spleen, and that's how it went, you know. And he actually survived for 6 weeks.
Mm.
But then he got pneumonia and had a heart attack and passed away. They said if he could make the first week initially, he would be fine. And it certainly seemed like that way. I stayed in the hospital for most of the time. My friends they were amazing. They brought me food and clothes and I just showered there. And what I said to the Lord was, "Please just give me something to carry me through this time." And he said, "You and your family will go through a metamorphosis." And to this day, it means a lot to me, that whole process, because that's actually what God's done. You know, he's brought us through all of that and he's changed it into something only he can do, you know, for his glory. And he does work all things together for good. I've really seen that, you know.
You were abandoned by your mom.
Mm.
Then you lost your husband, the love of your life.
Mm.
Tell me, where do you find the goodness of God in a situation like that?
I didn't at first. I was so overwhelmed when he eventually died. And I didn't know how to go on. I must be honest. Mm. You know, trauma like that affects absolutely every part of your life. I remember sitting in the end of my bed. I'd had to move as well. So I was in a new area, we were in a flat. And I was sitting at the end of my bed and I said, "Lord, I've got so many questions.
Mm.
I just don't understand any of this, you know. But regardless of whether you answer them or not, I feel that I'm too afraid to walk without you. I'm going to still give you my heart. I'm going to recommit my life to you. And I want to still walk with you. You know, it's up to you when you tell me why this has happened, how it's happened, what it's about, and answer some of those questions." He has answered some of them he hasn't. But it doesn't matter anymore, you know. And I think it was about 3 days later, and I felt a wonderful peace when that happened. But they robbed the Pick n Pay downstairs from where I was staying, And it was all the same sounds, the shooting. I became totally overwhelmed. I couldn't think straight. I was crying. I was shaking. And I knew I had to phone somebody to help me, but I couldn't read any of the numbers. And I was completely out of it. And I just fell on my knees and said, please, Jesus, help me. And the next thing I realized, I thought, wow, something different. And I realized that I wasn't shaking and I wasn't crying. And I had this incredible peace. I've never felt peace like that again. And you know what? When Jesus fixes us, he doesn't just fix what's happened to us now. He does it. And for the first time in my life, I thought, wow, he knows who I am. You know, maybe my mom wasn't able to keep me for whatever reasons. And so when he answered me like that, I thought, that's amazing. Only God could have done that for me, to take that complete panic attack away and actually give me that incredible peace. And it gave me so much hope that I can actually do this because he knows who I am.
Tell us a bit about your move to England for a season in your life.
I'd watched LL Ministries minister. And I said, so I'd like to do something like that. So I called LL Ministries in Pretoria and I spoke to a lady called Debbie. And I said, do you have a training program? She said, no, we've only just started, but we do that in the UK where they train you, take your life apart by taking your life apart piece by piece, sending you out in teams. And that's at our flagship school in England. It was £8,500 for the first two terms.
Sure.
So I started praying, and when my husband had died, I'd been advised to put my money in an overseas account so that it could grow a bit. And it was with NIFIX. And out of the blue, NIFIX emailed me and said, we're going to have to sell your shares because we're not doing this anymore. And I asked him to sell them for me and to pay LL for me with the money they got, which they did,
yes.
And the balance they put into account for me. So I was able to go, and near the end of the term, the second term, Jane came to visit and she said, Jeannie, I feel that God is saying that you need to do the whole year, not just 6 months. And the man that had taken over the children for me, he suddenly phoned me from South Africa and he said, are you coming back? Because I was supposed to have gone back just to visit and take my stuff. And I said, yes. So he said, but don't you want to finish the whole year? So I said, yes, I do. So he said, well, can you afford it? I said, no, I can't. And he paid for me.
Wow.
So I did the whole year, went to India on a trip with them, and then was offered a place here in South Africa on team here with them in Pretoria. And so from this broken mess that you feel, how can anything come from this? God has enabled me to actually take all of that and just walk alongside folk and help them find their way again by encouraging them, understanding them a little bit.
Yeah.
And just bringing them out of that prison and finding that hope that I've found for them, you know. So he does change things for the best.
Jou beste musiek vandag se Christen Radio Tygerberg 104 FM.